Well, we need to remember that we're human beings. We're survivors, we're adaptable, and we're resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons we are that way is because we've been endowed with signal devices, with alarm systems that let us know when we need to be paying attention to what is going on around us. So things like anxiety and fear are actually adaptive.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety and fear alert us that something is going on in our immediate vicinity that needs attention.
Mm-hmm.
It turns on energy to be able to give that attention. It helps us focus to decide whether we need to stay and fight or turn and flight.
Mm-hmm.
Those responses were really helpful in very acute, sudden situations, which is more likely when we were living in the woods mm-hmm. and much closer to nature than we are now. Now most of our threats develop more slowly. And that puts us in a situation nowadays where danger unfolds over long periods of time. And our defense mechanisms were built to deal with quick, sudden threats, not so much things that develop over weeks and months
mm-hmm.
with anticipation of how the process is going to roll out. And so anxiety can quickly go beyond being adaptive and become dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
We can get to where we can't sleep, where we're sad, where we're depressed, where we're feeling helpless, where we feel like we can only withdraw and turn ourselves down and try to go into a vegetative state as much as we can. And those are the things that we need to recognize early so that we can take stock, help ourselves relax, mm-hmm. and take action to make ourselves take charge of the things that we are able to control day to day.
Absolutely. So in the example that we're talking about today, the COVID-19, this has been in the news for many weeks. Some people have been paying attention to this for a very long time. Some people just started paying attention to it. Everybody's on a different timeline. Yeah. But I can think of examples of anxiety maybe going to dysfunction when you hear stories of people stocking up in crazy ways on supplies and things like that to
yes.
the point that they're fighting in the grocery store or to the point that they're having panic attacks or things like that. Is that an accurate description
exactly.
of a behavior that might happen?
Exactly. We're used to having situations like a tornado
mm-hmm.
when you may have minutes to hours of warning depending upon where you live and how good the weather service is that evening. Hurricanes, where you may wait days to a week knowing that the hurricane is coming, but not knowing exactly where it's going to hit. You have time to prepare. But in this situation, it's been weeks to a couple months that we've been anticipating and wondering, well, is this really going to happen? Is this really going to happen? Should I ignore it? Should I try to get ready? And those are the situations in which our anticipatory anxiety, which is the most debilitating type of anxiety, short of true panic, has had time to build and build and build, and the event doesn't happen quickly to dissolve that energy and allows it to dissipate in the way we were designed to do.
Okay, so we have sort of a long buildup, and we don't get a quick release on this. So what would your advice be to folks who are listening, and they might say, oh my God, that's why I feel so terrible, or tell me, how would you advise me if I was your patient and
well,
I came
you know,
to you in this state?
A colleague of mine by the name of Lynn Moffick, psychiatrist back in the Midwest, liked to put together what he called the powers
mm-hmm.
that we can use in a pandemic. And to briefly run the list, and then we'll talk about them a little bit more, he talks about the power of accurate information, being able to inform ourselves as to what really is going to happen. And nowadays that means taking a lot of balance. Don't listen to just one TV channel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to get a skewed presentation of what's going to happen. Listen to the sites that are official and have the best knowledge about the area.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as your sole source of information as to what's going to happen.
Right.
So the power of accurate information, and limit your exposure. When you've had enough listening that you're starting to hear the same stories over again, it's time to turn it off for that day.
Great
Don't
advice.
Expose yourself over and over and over again, probably no more than an hour a day. mm-hmm. will keep you as informed as you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power of advocacy. And that means when we have accurate information, interact with our community. You know, participate in the city assembly. Participate with the committees that are trying to organize things.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the volunteer efforts that are needed and tell them the needs that you identify so that you become a part of the agency that's going to contain the situation. We have the power of creativity. The thing about crisis and danger is that that's when our thinking becomes most plastic, when it's most changeable, when we're most able to do new things. So embrace your creativity at that time and share your new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And with yourself, with your family, with your friends, to figure out how you're going to get through this situation. There's the power of eating well. This is not the time to binge on carbohydrates and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the time to keep yourself well-fed, not overfed,
mm-hmm.
Making sure you've got adequate supplies at home, and to have that energy store ready to use for the long run. Because
mm-hmm.
in this one, it's not a sprint. In this one, it's going to be a marathon for us, and it's going to play out slowly.
Mm-hmm.
The power of now, which means focusing on what you can take care of today. You really shouldn't be worrying about 6 months from now. You need to say, do we have the things that we need for today and tomorrow in the house?
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to organize so we don't make four trips to C-Mart over the next 2 days, but rather we send one person for one trip to get what we need? The power of organization, which relates to that power of now. Think about what your plan is.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how the next few days are going to play out for you and your family. And a couple more, the power of prevention, which means take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expose yourself where you shouldn't be exposed. If you haven't had your flu shot, if you haven't had your vaccinations, look to see if that's a way you can get that done now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stress and the worry is going to make you more susceptible to the other threats that have always been there before we got the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And so now's the time to make up for things that maybe you have not taken care of as quickly as you should have in the past. The power of relaxation. You can't only work about 12 hours at a stretch and maintain any kind of efficiency. You have to get 8 hours of restful sleep if you're really going to maintain yourself for the long run. We just had the Iditarod. The teams that do the best are the teams that plan their replenishment of food and the replenishment of rest
mm-hmm.
in order to make that 1,000 miles. We need to remember the same thing in this situation. The power of relaxation. Plan what you're going to do to calm yourself, to listen to music, to read, to do the things that give you pleasure and a sense of fulfillment. That's very important in order to endure. There was one war movie during World War II in which Japanese prisoners of war formed a symphony
mm-hmm.
where they all sang their parts.
Of course, because they didn't have instruments.
Because they didn't have instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And they all survived.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful movie if you ever get a chance to see it. But it was that ability to put themselves into the positive things that make us human beings and making sure they practiced that, took time for it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
That kept them for the long run. The power of sacrifice. Give to those around you. Check in on your neighbors. Check in on your family. If you see something that you can do, if the neighbor's garbage can hasn't been come in yet, you go out to take yours in, take their garbage can in too.
Yeah.
That will give you a sense of empowerment and contributing to the community. And finally, the power of spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Be in touch with whatever your spiritual base is, the deeper meaning. Share that faith with those that you normally would meet with or
mm-hmm.
with your family. It's time to do some spiritual readings and give yourself a sense of the bigger picture, that it really isn't all about this immediate crisis, but that the long-term plan has meaning also.
Absolutely. So those were tips of the power that we all have in the face of a crisis. And it was, tell me again who devised those for us.
Lynn Moffick.
Lynn Moffick.
A psychiatrist by the name of Dr. Lynn Moffick.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. S.R. Thorward. This is Martha Pearson, your host for Health Chat on KCAW's Raven Radio. Thank you for listening to Health Chat this week, and stay safe and healthy.